Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Okay, I'm joined now by Lorraine Fitzmaurice, who is a whole food cook from the Salad Emporium Blazing Salads. Welcome, Lorraine.
Thank you very much, Brendan. Nice to be here.
So, Lorraine, today we're going to talk about three classic American salads, because American salads always seem way more exciting than ours, didn't they?
It's very true. And when I started researching this and looking back, I'd even remembered I used to love in the 80s Caesar salad. And then last night, guess what we had for part of our dinner? Yeah. Caesar salad.
Caesar salad.
Yeah, the classics are great.
Yeah. So yeah. There's Caesar salad, Cobb salad and Waldorf salad.
That's right.
is what we're going to do. And Caesar salad is probably one that people are familiar with now, because like it has almost become an international dish at this stage. Started in Mexico originally.
Yes, because on the 4th of July this year, it was 100 years old. Amazing. So, yeah, a man called Cesar Cardini, and he had a restaurant in California. Prohibition, though, shoved him over to Tijuana in Mexico because you could go and drink there. And that's where he set up his restaurant. And then on the 4th of July, very, very busy with customers, had to come up with something because he didn't want to close the restaurant. And he looked at what he had and he came up with Caesar salad. Amazing.
Okay, so let's go through Caesar salad. Lettuce first.
Yes.
Costs we generally use.
Yes, because here in America, it's called romaine lettuce. It's got a thicker kind of stalk to it. It's very, very crunchy. So we've got a costs, which is kind of similar. But little gem will work as well with this. That's quite familiar in all the shelves.
The ones you get two little.
Yeah, that little thing. That'll work just as well. Yeah. You know, that's it. Yeah.
And then there isn't a lot to it then. So croutons, are we making our own croutons?
We're making our own croutons. And a nice little tip, if you're baking anything or roasting anything or doing the Sunday roast, if you've any bread left over, that's when you do your you make your croutons, because they'll keep for a month in a dish, and you can put them on any other salad or soups. So you're just going to cube up the leftover slices of bread. It can be not a soft bread. It has to be crusty, or a sourdough is perfect. And then you put that in the oven when the oven's on, and drizzle some olive oil, and in about 8 minutes they'll become crispy, and put them in an airtight container, and that's it.
And they'll keep,
Okay.
So then I suppose the dressing is what makes it a Caesar salad.
Yeah, and when you're doing it, it's best to make the dressing when you're just making the salad, because this used to be made at the table in the restaurant. So it's lovely. Now I love using egg yolks, but some people can be a bit nervous about that. So just add some mayonnaise to the rest of the ingredients you want.
Okay.
Yeah. But for the classic flavour that you get from using the recipe that will be up on your website, the egg yolks, it's a way to go. So you put egg yolks and then a very, 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 very finely chopped some garlic, squeeze of lemon, then a couple of teaspoons of Dijon mustard, and then... Now, this is where I get caught out, because I'm vegetarian.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you can get a vegan Worcestershire sauce. Very difficult word to say. And you can get a vegan version, but that's the sauce that you use. And then anchovies are also another thing. But I just add a couple of dashes of soy sauce or tamari. And
to get the saltiness.
Yes, you'll get the umami flavour.
Yeah.
And then you're going to use Parmesan-style cheese. You can get vegetarian Parmesan cheese, but a hard goat's cheese or a hard sheep's cheese will give you that same umami flavour. And then black pepper is key.
Okay.
Grinding of black pepper, and that's all going to go into your bowl, and then you're going to slightly drizzle the olive oil and whisk it all up, and then you either use whole leaves or chop the leaves and then toss those in the bowl and completely coat them, and they go on the plate individual or a main plate with the croutons. And then with your vegetable peeler, peel some shavings of Parmesan cheese and lay those on top. Oh, it's just delicious.
Yeah, yeah. Where do you stand on, you know, now you can get chicken in them and prawns in a Caesar salad and that kind of thing?
You know, years go on, this is 100 years old. So, you know, whatever people want to do, that's how things evolve.
Yeah, okay.
And sometimes it works out, but I just if you just keep the classic bit right, then you can add whatever you like. You know, that's
okay. So Cobb salad, you hear people in films ordering a Cobb salad.
Jennifer Aniston, she eats it at all our movies, I believe. Cobb salad.
What is it?
I had no idea what it was.
I
heard about it. Yeah, a man called Robert Cobb started this. He wanted a high protein salad at the end of a busy working day in the chef in a kitchen. So it's on a bed of lettuce. But this is the thing about Cobb salad. It's about the presentation. It strips of all the veg, all the different ingredients are laid out in strips. And that's the way people want it presented to them in America. You know, a traditional Cobb salad. It's about the strips. So there's traditionally now chicken, then bacon, and then you'll have tomato, avocado. There's one other ingredient. Oh, yeah, the hard-boiled egg. So it's very protein-based. Right. But coming from the vegetarian angle, I then decided I was going to use butter beans, which are just a brilliant protein anyway. So anybody who's looking to even eat not as much meat, and this is perfect salad for them. So butter beans, and then in place of the bacon, everyone needs to do this for your salads. They're delicious. Pecan nuts. Again, when you're making something in the oven, you put them in for about 6 minutes. When you take them out, shake maple syrup and soya sauce, put them back in for 2 minutes. And when they come out.
Brilliant.
Oh, my God.
Really?
Delicious.
Bacon-tastic, practically. Yeah.
I like that. And then you chop those up. So that's instead of the bacon. And then you're going to do a layer of avocado and then a layer of tomato. And then I like to use, you know, Irish cheeses. Why not? It's usually Roquefort, but Irish Cashel Blue, that's going to be your blue cheese, and then cherry tomatoes, and then sprinkle with chives. And the dressing is just a traditional red wine vinegar dressing, vinaigrette.
Yeah, give me a vinaigrette quickly.
Oh, yeah. Red wine vinegar, mustard, honey and olive oil, pinch of salt, black pepper, whisk it up. That's it. Oh, no, put it into a jar and shake it. My mother-in-law told me that. Lid on top, shake it up.
Okay.
Gorgeous.
And that looks nice, let's say, in a glass bowl, all the layering up and all
that.
That
looks delicious.
Okay. So that's the Cobb salad.
Yeah.
The Waldorf salad, which we associate this with Fawlty Towers, my generation. This is already a vegetarian dish, so we're good here.
Absolutely,
so what's in a Waldorf salad?
Red skin apples. The original recipe, he always wanted red skin because they're sweeter. So you dice up the red skin, you dice up celery, and then there's the walnuts, but they go in at the end. Then it's only mayonnaise, Dijon mustard, that's toasted, that's tossed in your over your the apple and the celery, and then you put the toasted walnuts on top, and that's your water.
That's literally it.
That is literally it. And if you want to make a vegan version, just blend some tofu with scallions, Dijon mustard, sea salt, and then you've got a vegan version for that delicious, great salad.
So we'll put all those recipes up on the website after the show, and we will put the vegetarian options as well. So Lorraine Fitzmaurice, whole food chef and owner of Blazing Salad Salad Bar in Dublin City Centre, thank you very much.